Hello and welcome to the India Dunn and Company podcast. I wanted to give you guys a little heads up. I've had some technical difficulties and have not published as a result. Been working on that and trying to get it all sorted out. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy this conversation with Teresa Tran. She is Treat LA, and I love watching her creative expression in the myriad of ways that she is constantly producing art and floral designs and drawings and journaling. And she has come up with a ritual haircut that is a beautiful ceremony of many different aspects of what we do behind the chair. And she's added in some wonderful introspection, spirituality, and self-care. So enjoy the conversation, and hopefully I'll have my technical difficulties all worked out and we'll keep publishing. And if you guys have any recommendations for someone you'd like to hear from, please don't hesitate to email me at indiadunn.com. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the India Dunn and Company podcast. I would love to offer this conversation. Teresa Tran, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well today. I am excited for you to tell everyone how you work and where you're working and what made you decide to do hairdressing the way that you are. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself so we can get to know you?
Yes. So I've been doing for about 6 years now, and I'm working in downtown Los Angeles, where I started doing hair right out of hair school. And I've been in my own little hair studio for about 2 years doing haircuts and color. And I just started focusing more on a renewing haircut experience called Ritual Haircuts, where we do like a mini sound bath, guided meditation, and then focus on letting something go with your hair for a more inner transformation.
Beautiful. I love it. That is so cool. So, and what is it that you have created in your space that you think will help people in the process?
Well, it's a really intimate space, so I feel like it makes it easier to be open and just honest and really look within. I have a lot of plants and windows, so it's like definitely contrasts the city environment.
Yeah.
So it's like a nice little oasis.
Yeah, you're creating a sanctuary for them. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the feedback so far? How are people feeling about it?
It's been really good. I started doing these haircuts in, I think, November, and I've been getting really good feedback. And just recently, I've had someone come in for their second ritual haircut. So that was exciting.
That's a really good sign. I love it. So how did you get into doing hair? What was inspiring for you to do this?
I think just being a weirdo and having it just be a way of creative self-expression. I've gotten a lot of like different haircuts in my lifetime, so I definitely know like people treat you differently on how your hair is and what your style is. And I just love being able to inspire change in people and push them out of their comfort zone a little.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. And it's so true. Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Tony and Guy in Orange County.
Right on. And so you've been doing hair for, did you say 6 years?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what was it that made you feel comfortable, confident, established enough to go off on your own?
Well, I started out of hair school working in a new salon when they had just opened. So I really got to learn like what it takes to open a salon and like create a community and a culture. So I feel like as an assistant of that, I was kind of like, why am I doing this for somebody else?
Interesting. Okay. I understand that completely.
Yeah.
And did you feel like you could be inspired? I mean, obviously, I wanted to talk to you and have a conversation with you about your creative expression because it's so vast and you're constantly doing wonderful things that are inspiring. Were you confident that you could work alone and continue to be inspired and grow as a hairdresser?
I think it's actually been better for me.
Interesting.
I feel like I just have more time, and like sometimes in a salon, like there are other stylists that like complain about stuff and they don't like take responsibility to make the actions themselves. So, like, having my own space and just being the only one responsible and not having to hear about anybody else's like negative energy has been really empowering for me.
Yeah, I can see why. And it's unfortunate that that actually ends up being a more common situation. And I think it happens in every workspace, but I do think that artists tend to be a little bit more expressive and over-emotional sometimes. I think that's wonderful that you've felt so inspired, and obviously you're continuing to grow and expand in different ways. Do you have mentors in the industry that you know, do you go to shows? Do you go to classes? What fires you up in the industry?
I do like to take different classes and have different mentors. More recently, like I've kind of been exploring more spiritual mentors than other hair mentors. So that's definitely been a fun change.
I think it's definitely in alignment with the change that's happening as hairdressers get a deeper understanding of what they're really doing. Well, not
Totally.
really doing, but you know what I mean. The deeper energies behind the outer transformation.
Yeah. Like I watch a lot of videos and stuff on Instagram or wherever for like the technical hair stuff to get inspired. But I feel like my clientele, like they're not too crazy with their pretty professional, so I'm not really doing like cutting edge haircuts like mullets or crazy things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. I feel you on that one. That's about my speed too. Yeah, and I do find that, you know, for myself, I've worked in a lot of different situations, and I have found in the past 10 years that my clients prefer the one-on-one intimate space, and that's, you know, those are the people that I attract, and I
Yeah.
do benefit, you know, personally from being in a space where I'm not subjected to other people's energies. I have a little bit of, you know, I had the whole, like, I don't know if you've had this or not, but I should be farther along in my spiritual practice enough to kind of block out other people's energy. And I just never gotten to getting better at going out into public spaces where there's a lot of energy. But
Yeah.
in a salon, when there's a lot going on, you know, I've talked to a lot of sensitives in our industry you know, obviously they're sensitive for multiple reasons, but, you know, there's a lot going on in a busy salon, from conversations to blow dryers to music, and then add in all the energy of the individuals that are there.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a highly sensitive person?
I think I am. Like, I feel like I just soak up energy like a sponge. But now I have, like, my rituals where, like, I take care of myself mm-hmm. in the beginning of the day so that I can just not be so emotional.
Mm-hmm. I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about that. I mean, what inspired you to know that you needed to do that for yourself?
Well, I definitely have been in situations where I feel like I wasn't really in flow and I wasn't inspired
mm-hmm.
or didn't really like feel motivated to get to work and stuff. But I feel like now that I have my own brand that I've been working on, I attract more of the right clients mm-hmm. for me, and it feels more like a match.
Yeah.
So I think that was my route.
And I, you know, obviously I'm going to ask about compassion fatigue, also known as burnout, and how, you know, how you may have felt that yourself and what you have done to accommodate the changes that needed to be made so that you didn't feel that way.
I've definitely felt burnout before, but I think like creating boundaries and knowing like when you're going to do your best work, mm-hmm. like people always ask for like different appointment times if they can't get fit in or something, but I just try to ask myself like, will I do my best if it's like at the end of the day and mm-hmm. I'm adding another appointment?
Great. That's a really important question to ask yourself. So how do you listen in on that intuition? Did you practice, or is it something that you just kind of had to learn?
I think I just learned from like of always like trying to say yes and fit people in mm-hmm. and then not being super happy, or just like in the middle of the appointment being like, I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah.
And like rushing or something. Like now I just really want to be present and have enough time.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm sure your patrons really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely noticeable.
Well, I think one of the biggest, I don't know how to explain it, one of our biggest faux pas as hairdressers is that idea that we need to, you know, fit everybody in and accommodate everyone all the time. And we end up, you know, short-sighted in the sense of, you know, if I just drink another cup of coffee, I can make it through. But, mm-hmm. you know, with people's energetic sensitivities heightened these days, I think, you know, it's obvious when someone's not really engaged and when they're tired yeah. and burnt out, you know?
Yeah. And it's like now being a studio owner, it's like there's other things that need to be done that's not just behind the chair mm-hmm, too, so mm-hmm. also factoring that stuff in.
Totally. And that's a lot of responsibility, and I think some people might not want that, and that's, you know, there's so many different ways we can do our businesses now that there's something for everyone, but mm-hmm. you know, that is a lot of responsibility, and I know that you're really good at taking care of your rescues. So what is a day look like for you with, you know, taking care of everybody and not, you know, getting too overdone.
Well, definitely waking up early and just having coffee. I've been trying to meditate every morning.
Great.
And I always do like a gratitude morning journaling session.
It's awesome.
And then just walking the dogs. Luckily, my boyfriend takes care of some of them most of the time. So every day it's like, which one do you want to take to work?
He can take the dogs to work with him?
Yeah, he actually has like a reality TV show on Animal Planet where it's like it's a home makeover show for like people who have a lot of pets.
Oh my god.
So he definitely can take them to work too.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, you guys are a great match. So how many rescues do you have right now?
Right now we have 3, but we've been talking about when we move in together, maybe we'll get 2 more.
Oh my goodness.
What did I expect though?
Oh my goodness. I love it. I love seeing the dogs on your Instagram posts. They're just ridiculously adorable. So go ahead.
Just a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah. All a little mismatch. I love, you know, so you're doing your meditation and you're doing your journaling. Mm-hmm. And when you're journaling, your drawings are so beautiful. Do you just doodle a little bit when you're journaling, or do you take time to like sit down and draw and really focus on that art?
I doodle usually when like I have like a list or something that I have to make that doesn't seem that fun. That's awesome. So I just like try to make it look cute.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Then I also like on my days off and stuff, I try to just have time to do nothing so that I can be creative in that way.
And have you always been artistic?
I guess so. Like, I've never really thought about myself like that. But growing up, like, my mom would always take us to Michael's or Tall Mouse to get, like, a different craft project or something to occupy us.
That's great. Do you... So tell me all the different things that you like to do.
So lately I've been doing a lot of watercolor and painting. And then also I like to embroider.
Mm-hmm. I love your
embroidery. Those have been my main focuses.
And how are you when you start off doing a project? Are you particular about what the outcome is going to be, or do you just kind of get into a creative flow and enjoy the process?
It's always different. Like sometimes I have something planned out in my mind that I want to make, like I'll embroider little shirts for the dogs or something. But then sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to be abstract, which is like really hard for me. And then I'll just try to like not really have a plan and see what comes out.
That's great. And how are you with your expectations? Like at the end of a project, if it doesn't look the way you originally had planned, what's the feeling inside your body when you get to the end of it?
I don't really care as much about the finished project, like when I'm being abstract, because I know it's more about like the actual painting part
mm-hmm.
and like just practicing being present and doing whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel too much about the finished project in that sense. But when I have something planned out, then I will care a lot more.
Yeah. I just love that you're in so many different kinds of expression. I think it's so valuable. You know, obviously one of my tools is to have more expression in our lives beyond just being artistic or creative behind the chair. It's really important.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really important.
And I feel like it's like very healing.
Well, and that's exactly what I think is, it's healing. It's connection. You know, it's that flow that you were talking about. It's that feeling of being connected to the flow that really is so beyond valuable. It's like you can't even put a measurement on how valuable that is.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about how you show up for your people and what you're offering them, do you realize that all of these different things that you're doing make you a, I don't want to say better, but a more present human being, hairdresser, confidant?
I guess I've never really thought about it that way. I just think of it more as like a daily practice, I guess, and like just thinking about like how I can grow and be a better stylist or better owner.
No, I see that in you. I just think it's really going above and beyond, you know, and that you've decided that you got the motivation, the message, the direction to create this new service that you're offering your patrons.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I think that it's stepping into the responsibility of who you have become for these people in a way that indicates to them that they're safe and that you are creating sanctuary and ritual for them.
Yeah. You know what I feel like is really interesting about it is that, like, even though I'm asking them these questions about whatever they're letting go and stuff, like, I don't even really need to have any answers. It's just like listening, and people answer their own questions on what they want.
Totally. I find that very often myself to be true. I know that it's probably reaching, but did you set out in this independent space that you've created knowing that you wanted to be a hair healer?
I had no idea, actually. I feel like the past year I've been doing my own healing on stuff. So in that way, like, one of my mentors just kind of helped me like incorporate it more into my own work.
Love it. That's kind of how it happens, you know?
Yeah. It's like you are your own brand, like everything that you do, and like you're probably your ideal client too.
Oh, that's great. That's a great way to put it. Speaking of branding, you and I know each other as a result of Nina Kovner over at Passion Squared.
Yes.
Did she really help you get clear about what you wanted to do when you started off on your own? How long have you known her?
I think I've known her for about 3 years, and she definitely helped me get clear on knowing that, like, giving me the confidence, I guess, that I can do it on my own.
Okay, that's great. What a wonderful thing to have someone help you with.
Yeah, I definitely would recommend following her and like doing her workshops and stuff.
Yeah, she's amazing. And so when you think about the brand that you originally created and who you're evolving into, how do you maintain your original branding?
I feel like you don't really have to.
I love that.
I feel like you can always change and you should always change and grow into like what you're supposed to be. And like, I feel like it just helped me find my purpose more.
That's fantastic. So, what's on the horizon for you as far as you've created this ritual haircut, and do you see yourself adding more services that are more in line with that service?
Well, I do like to host like different workshops here and there. So I did a fun like 3 week vision board workshop, which was really cool. And so I think like adding more stuff like that, and then just like maybe trying to connect with other like holistic wellness people to work with.
That's great. How did you create the community to have the workshop?
It just felt like it was something all of my clients were also interested in. And at the time, I was wanting to like redo my vision board for myself. And so I thought it would be fun to just like get a group together.
And how was it hosting more people in your space? Did you feel like you were comfortable in holding space for all of these people that came in?
Yeah, I definitely felt comfortable, and it was still like only about six people, so
That's
it
perfect.
was really intimate. And we got together on like three consecutive Thursdays, so I feel like we really got to bond and get to know each other.
That's wonderful. It's really powerful stuff, girl. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes, like when you're working by yourself, like there's nobody to tell you like you're doing a great
Totally. Well, that's
So thank you.
yeah, well, to make the effort, to create the time, to attract the right people, there's a lot of intention that went in just from your initial vision of wanting to do it in the first place. So, understanding the power within your ability to manifest what you're wanting is one acknowledgement I would like to show you. And
Thanks.
then, also that's kind of why I asked if you had mentors, because it's so important to have people in your life who you align with, that you respect and not look up to, but that you look to for the reflection necessary to guide you in the new directions within yourself. You said you had a spiritual mentor, and how did you find that person?
Actually, through my dog's Instagram,
That's awesome.
she was following him on Instagram, and she had a little store in Pasadena, and she had just started doing like one-on-one coaching with her business called The Symbolic Life. And so I just was really called to that.
Oh, I love it. How fun. Isn't Instagram crazy? It just blows me away how many relationships evolve out of an initial, you know, stalking. Online stalking of someone. It's so funny. So when you do work with her, do you do one-on-one or do you, how does that go for you?
Yeah, we were working together one-on-one and it was like a 8-session thing. Mm. So I don't work with her anymore because I like completed the program, but it was definitely really powerful.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, I think that it's important, you know, to do something like that. That's definitely an awakening of sorts.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like they're a mirror of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the accountability of like telling someone else your goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how are you with setting goals for yourself and following through? Like, has that been something that you did need help with or that you just needed a little guidance on what those goals were?
I feel like I just needed more guidance. And then she also taught me a lot about like my intuition mm-hmm. and manifesting things. And she helped me with like my meditation practice.
Great. What was her Instagram again?
Symbolic.life.
Great. I want people to know about that one. That sounds really wonderful. There's so many people out there doing great work. It's kind of hard to make a decision sometimes, but if you hear someone's personal story, then it's easier to make a connection.
Yeah.
So what do you think right now for you is your favorite thing to do behind the chair? Are you really into this ritual haircut or are you enjoying a new color line or new product?
Yeah, the ritual haircuts have definitely been my favorite just because I think like my favorite thing about doing hair is like connecting with people mm-hmm. and the relationships that you get. Mm-hmm. So like being able to support people and watch their journey and see them like get out of the rut that they were in is definitely one of my favorites.
It's beautiful. And that's a huge part of, I think, why a lot of people do what we do. I know it's a huge part of why I do it. And what do you incorporate? Do you incorporate any special products? Or do you do anything different than you? Obviously, you do a lot of different things as far as intention and conversation mm-hmm. with your patron, but what are the actions that you add to the service? You don't have to tell us your secrets, but give us a little give us a little bit of an idea about what it looks like when you do a ritual haircut.
So we basically start with just like relaxing and having tea together, and I have a little questionnaire that is more about like life and future life stuff to get more into the right mindset. And then we do a guided meditation together that helps like connect you more to your subconscious mind so that you can like make the deeper changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the haircut and get more in depth about what you saw in the meditation and like how to make those changes and talk about different mantras you can have. And after, we'll light some Palo Santo and I usually do a little crystal prescription I give them
mm-hmm.
and Then they're off.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
And did you get the information for what you wanted it to look like through meditation?
Kind of. And I think through journaling. Have you ever read the book The Artist's Way?
Artist's Way? Did you do your morning pages?
Yes. I feel like that just gave me so much clarity. And definitely, like, I feel like started before I was ready. But then just after every ritual, I would definitely change something. So it's definitely evolved.
Oh, I love it. That is so cool. What a wonderful gift you're giving your people.
Thank you.
I mean, obviously there's financial reciprocity, but still, you know, the gift of you doing it with them is what I mean. How did you, this is, you know, always a top thing, issue with creatives that I talk with, counsel, mentor, charging your worth.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of reciprocity, how did you decide what to charge for this beautiful ceremony haircut that you're doing?
Well, I've been really into like numbers as messages from the universe.
Wow.
So right now the pricing is at $123, which I've read that like 1, 2, 3 means like you're on the right steps to like moving forward.
I love that. That's awesome, Teresa. Jeez. I love
you.
That. It's awesome.
And I just wanted it also to like be affordable so that people could actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely something I think about too. Being in LA, I'm sure there is quite the motley crew of different clientele for you to attract. Knowing that you attract like attracts like, you know, your vibe attracts your tribe, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that your original energy body was attracting compared to your now energy body, intuition, essence? Like, can you see the difference?
I do see a difference in the people that I'm attracting, but it's kind of interesting because I feel like my original clients that I still have, like, they're also growing too and also interested in it.
Great. That's awesome. They're coming along with you or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, you bring it to the table that you can both come together on. I love that. When you promote yourself where you're at, do you find that Instagram is the best thing or are you getting more referrals?
I get a lot of referrals, and then I think Yelp actually is the best for like people finding my Instagram, and then that really gives them my vibe to actually come in.
Got it. Very cool. And then what would you consider yourself, like the business that you are, do you kind of, do you go under the listing of a hairdresser or artist? Like, how do you present yourself?
Yeah, I go under hair salon or stylist as of right now.
And is your space mixed use?
I try to collaborate with other people to have like other wellness events and stuff in here.
I guess or it's more about the building, because it's a really curious thing for people to know that they have options beyond working in a Sola, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of let people know, like, you're actually in a mixed-use building.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The building, like, there's only one other kind of beauty service space in the building, and they do, like, eyelashes and nails and facials. Mm-hmm. But other than that, there's a lot of other artists, like, vintage clothing finders, or mm-hmm. like graffiti artists,
wow,
architects.
So LA, I love it. That's great. And when you moved into your space, you knew that that's what you wanted to use it for.
Yes.
That's awesome that they have that. We have a little bit of that here in San Diego, but not as much. They're getting better about that. So did you have to put in your shampoo bowl? And how did you do the plumbing around all of that?
It was pretty easy to get the shampoo bowl in here because there was already a water fixture thing.
Wow. That was meant to be.
Yeah.
So fun. I just absolutely love your space. And what do people think about the dogs? They just think that's part of the experience and love it.
Yeah, I'll only have all three of them if, the day is, full of my regulars who I know love dogs. And downtown is such a dog-friendly little city, so most people don't mind, but if I'm getting a new client or something, then usually I'll just have one of them.
Great. I have my dog at my space sometimes, and I definitely kind of check the schedule and make sure that it's people that will appreciate it, and you know that they're not allergic or whatever. She's supposed to be, you know, hypoallergenic, but sometimes I wonder. She's got more Chihuahua in her than I think they wanted to state on her records. She's Karen Terry, a poodle mix. And we're like, oh, I think I see some Chihuahua in those ears.
Yeah, I feel like my regulars now, they want to see all of them.
Oh, I bet. Well, it's an additional therapeutic benefit, you know?
Totally.
They're therapy dogs.
They really are.
Well, Teresa, I just absolutely love what you're up to, and I'm so glad that we could find time to talk about it. And thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope that I get to see you in person soon. I don't know what you're up to this summer.
Me too.
If you're going to be going to any of the events that are out and about, but I will be at the American Board Certified Hair Colorist Energizing Summit if you happen to be there.
Ooh, I'll look into it.
I just adore you. I hope you have a really wonderful rest of your Monday. And again, thank you for taking the time to have this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Really quickly, before I say goodbye, I want to make sure that people know mm-hmm. how to find you.
Oh, so my Instagram is treat, TREATDTLA.
Got it. Great. And then where is there a link on your Instagram for your services?
Yeah, my website is on there, or it's treatdtla.com.
All right. So many blessings.
Yay,
to you.
Thank you. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Again, thank you so much for your listening. You are my why! Exclamation mark. And if you would like to get in touch with Teresa, you can email her. You can find her at treatdtla.com. And she's also at that address on Instagram. And always, please reach out if you have any questions about burnout and the beauty expert. And have a great day.